Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. You know, attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors, we all have them, right? Attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors, I believe, are contagious. It's like a virus that gets into our lives. We refer to it as influence. And at some point, all of us are going to influence somebody. Somebody influenced your life. Someone made a difference in your life to help you be even perhaps who you are today. And I think that's the question. Who was it that most influenced your life, and how? That's the question.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a conference speaker and counselor, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and I do welcome you. You get the word picture. The doors are open, and we want you to come on in and just experience this half hour in maybe a new way. Life is so very short, and we believe that God created each of us for something much more than just getting through this day or just getting along or just getting by. You know, you've been marvelously made for a purpose. And when you find that purpose and live that purpose intentionally, I can almost guarantee your faith, your family, your life will grow, and you're going to experience God's intentional love in deeper and more powerful ways than you can ever imagine. We're here, as we say, for your life, for your life. It's brief here on this planet. It's long in eternity. But for your life, this is intentional living. Today, we're talking about influence. Who's the person that has influenced you and your life, and how? You know, sometimes we think of leadership. I do a lot of leadership teaching with leaders in business and leaders in Christian work and so on. And we find that leadership has been defined as influence. And the power of influence doesn't care if it influences for good or bad. It just does its work. It's almost like a moth being drawn toward a flame. Influence is almost a mystical transaction, that's the way I look at it, that occurs between people without even being noticed. So who's influenced you in your life and how? Who is it? Has it been a person, living or dead? Has it been a book? Has it been a pastor, a spouse, a parent? You know, we influence each other without even knowing it. And you know what? I can almost guarantee you today, unless you're, you know, hiding out somewhere, people are looking for you today for validation, for security, for encouragement, for support. Students to teachers, children to parents, husbands to wives, employees to supervisors. And here at Intentional Living Center, let me tell you what we believe. We believe that leadership, which is influence, isn't optional. If you're a parent, if you're alive and breathing, you're a leader of something. Therefore, we teach the responsibility leaders have as parents and bosses and teachers and neighbors to use influence to encourage others toward an intended godly goal for their lives, and that's the key. So who is the person that's most influenced you? Let's get that on the table. Coming up later, I'm going to share with you four or five really practical things on how you can become a person of influence, and your kids can as well. 888-888-1717.
One of the people that influenced me the most was my grandfather, because my grandfather, his devotion to my grandmother was exemplary. And in watching him, I learned a lot about how a Christian should act and behave as far as daily life. And certainly it influenced a great deal in the way that my marriage has been shaped.
The person that influenced me the most in my life was my mother. And the reason is because growing up, her correction and discipline was always followed up by biblical explanation.
Oh, the person who influenced me the most was my grandmother, because she was a prayer and she taught me how to pray.
Who most influenced my life was my mother, because every day she lived the truth of the gospel in all of her activities and her attitudes, and she's a great role model.
The person that most influenced me was my mom. She was always there for me whenever I needed her.
Boy, those are great. Some of our staff there sharing with us. Who influenced them? How about you? Influence is just a powerful thing. Let's go. Callers are standing by. Let's start with Sandy in Missouri. Sandy, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. Who influenced you?
Well, a pastor and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Moody. They are retired, but they are still just going on with the Lord.
Mm. How did they influence you? In what way, specifically?
Well, even though that they had retired from the Gashom Baptist Church here in Kansas City, they still do all they can for everyone. I lived by myself, and they helped me get places. And even now that she's had a stroke, and they're still worrying about what I need.
So they've influenced you in a really practical way. They've influenced you, Sandy, by their taking their Christian words and their Christian faith and turning it into Christian action.
Yes, and always wanting to know if I need anything and teaching me to teach things for people.
Well, good for you. That's good. Thank you for your call, Sandy. Let me move on here. Let's go to Waynetta in Texas. Hey there. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Good. Who influenced you?
Well, my dad, he died 2 years ago, and he influenced me. And my grandmother, she grew up in the Salvation Army Church, and, you know, where they went under the flags and stuff. And she was a good Christian woman. And I've been just influenced by a lot of people. And I think the Lord is good. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
But let me ask specifically, how did they influence you? Was it their behavior, their words?
It was the words they said to me, and you know, I grew up and, you know, through church, and I have felt the power of God. I know what God can do.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
All right, so
a lot of people, Donna and Richard Friday here in Midland, Texas, they have a church, Wings of Almighty Prophecy, and that's where I go to church, and they have really inspired me, you know, because, you know, they've inspired me by their words, their preaching, and I've just been inspired by a lot of my family members.
That's good. You know, there's an inspirational piece of influence. Sometimes, however, thank you, Waynetta, for your call. Sometimes the influence can be provoking, where people we love us, challenge us to think differently. Just a couple things on influence before we get back to calls. Influence isn't optional. You know, some people say, I'm not going to influence anybody. Look at me. I'm not a leader. I'm not in charge. I don't have a title. We influence each other. We influence just by breathing. We're influencing each other. So each person has influence, but it's true, the influence we have comes in different degrees. Some people truly have more influence than other people, and that can be due to position, it can be due to social status or knowledge. In our culture, unfortunately, it's fame and wealth and appearance. Doesn't it seem like the influencers today, especially of our young generation, old people as well, fame, appearance, wisdom, perceived power and wealth? Now, when we think about influence, we think about our attitudes and our beliefs as we started the program. I believe they're contagious. What does it say in Proverbs 22:24? Don't hang around with angry people. Don't keep company with the hot-headed, because bad temper is what? Is contagious. Don't get infected. And so the Scripture teaches us we're infected by each other. Not only affected by each other, but we're infected by each other. And it can be for good or bad. And so, who is it that's influencing your life? We want to think about this. Ultimately, teaching our kids, watch out who you allow in your life. We did a program on friendship just a little bit ago. Not all friends are good for you, because we infect each other. We affect each other as well, don't we? 888-888-1717.
Probably one of the most influential people in my life was a childhood friend's mother. The way she handled her children and her husband was just a real blessing to me, and I always wanted a family like hers. And she was a Christian lady, and I didn't know that at the time, but as I grew older, I realized that, and I really admired her.
My father influenced me the most. He influenced me by being a good role model for me, for being a husband, and after 45 years of marriage, he still showed my mother love. Started the day by giving her a kiss and a hug and telling her that he loved her each and every day. And that's something that I would like to accomplish in my life?
The person in my life who influenced me probably the most is my dad. He was the one constant in my life that finally got me to accept the Lord. Mm.
You can join us 888-1717. Faven did in Michigan. Faven, welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's influenced you?
The person who's influenced me is Dr. Ben Carson from Detroit. He was an African American who was born and raised here in Detroit, and then he became one of the leading neurosurgeons in the world.
Yes, absolutely. Well known. Very influential. How did he influence you?
I read his biography, and I'm actually more influenced by something he did before he became famous. He was working as a summer job, and he all throughout his life, he was working so hard, and everything he did, he gave so much effort, and that kind of effort just reminded me of Colossians 3:23, where it says, "And whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for man." And he really showed me what that looks like. And when he did his summer jobs especially, he did something so efficient. He thought out of the box. He tried to use his time wisely, and he tried to learn so often that I just felt that drive that whenever he's given a task, he's just so used to giving it everything he got. And that's what I try to do in my life, and I'm trying to teach myself that and to just get that a part of who I am, just so I remember, like, let me give this everything I got because I'm doing this for the Lord and not just for a person.
Fantastic. You ever met Dr. Carson?
No, I have not. I would love to one day.
Well, maybe he's listening. If he is, he'd love to hook up. I mean, I had a chance to hear him speak, and he's got such a, talk about contagious spirit, a contagious spirit of his attitude and his intelligence and what God has done in his life, and I'm sure he'd be honored to hear your call today, Faven. You're in Detroit?
Yes, I am.
Good. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, that when we talk about influence, and so often we can focus on power, can't we, and people of fame and all of the things that we think we need to have to influence another person. And I like what Faven said. It was even before he became famous. Here's a man never met, but even before he became famous, that's what he did that influenced my life. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 about this thing of influence. He says, "Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast about him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord." So yes, we have influence, but when we make our influence about us, hey, listen, that's the wrong kind of influence. We want to make the influence about him. That's the ultimate goal. You come and tell us your story at 888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. After the program's over, you may want to stop by our website and check out our blog. We've got some great titles there, like Practice Intentional Love, How Do You Make Decisions Based on God's Will? And Do Your Words and Actions Match Up? Which lines up pretty well with today's program. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on Inspiration, then Blog. Don't go away. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a vacation where the planning has already been done for you. Imagine a vacation that affirms and strengthens your faith. Well, imagination becomes reality this October when you experience the Intentional Living Center Washington, D.C. tour. Historian-guided tours will give you the true stories behind Washington's most iconic sites And we'll include the brand new 430,000 square foot Bible Museum. Plus, imagine praying for our country and our nation's leaders. But this time, praying alongside Dr. Randy Carlson and other Intentional Living family members. It's a vacation too awesome to leave to the imagination. So reserve your place now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
When you tell your teenager to do something, do you ever feel like they actually don't hear you? It could be you're saying too much.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Okay, let's say you walk into your teen's room and it looks like one of those reality shows about hoarders. Clothes piled a foot high, dirty dishes from last week, and you feel yourself start to get mad. Didn't you have a long talk about this just a month ago? Your first impulse is to go in and start yelling. Oh, don't do it. Your goal is to talk to him in a way that makes a difference. Here's what you do. Ditch the lecture. Condense your comments down to a few concrete statements and let him respond to those. Control your emotions. Tell him you're on his side and that you know he can do it. And then let him get the job done. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
If you don't know where you are going, you might wind up someplace else. It's a famous quote from Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra, and it's a great description of what happens when you live an unintentional life. How about you? If you're not where you want to be, then start living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. A great place to begin the journey is by becoming a member of the Intentional Living Center. Join today and you'll receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit as our thanks. And every month you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
One of the people who most influenced me in my life was my Grandma Fitz. She was the most unselfish person I had ever met.
One of the people who influenced me the most was my best friend Nancy when I was living in Oregon, because she was pretty much the only friend I had for about a year. So I was like 12 years old. She really influenced me a lot.
We went to a particular church one day, and as soon as we walked in, they saw us, him and his wife, and walked over to us. And before we knew it, we were family. They took the extra step of not just saying hi and welcome to the church, but embracing us and welcoming us. And they showed us what it meant to fellowship with other Christians, how important it was to surround yourself with people who can actually influence you and the way you live and the way you think. And that was 15 years ago, and to this day, we're still best friends. So my friend and his wife, who accepted me and my wife on that first day, they been a huge influence to us.
Wow. These are great testimony, great stories. We always welcome yours as well. Let's go back to the call. Shayla's on the line in Michigan today. Hey, Shayla.
Hi, this is Shayla from Midland, Texas.
Midland, Texas. Oh, okay. Sorry, I got you in the wrong, city, but the wrong state.
Yep.
Sorry about that. All right, talk about influence. What's been influencing your life?
Okay, I am talking to Dr. Randy, right?
Yes, you are.
Thank you so much for coming on the radio station, because it gives me an opportunity to voice out. A lot of things have been going on with my life, but I think I must give some credit to the Lifetime the radio station, because they're playing all my songs, and the songs are my true story.
Hmm. In what way? Do the songs tell the story of your life?
Yes. Yes. All the music. It's just me.
Hmm. You know, I was just mentioning Sheila, before I came back from the break there, that when I look at our ministry, our radio ministry, not only Intentional Living, but our Family Life ministry radio, it is all about influence. It's not about entertainment, even though there's some of that. It's not about just news and information. There's some of that. But ultimately, we do influence each other, and I'm glad to hear that the station's making a difference. How does it change you, though? I mean, in what way, by listening, are you impacted and influenced?
Actually, Dr. Randy, right now, I'm totally living from one beat, heartbeat to beat on this music, because I don't have any money. Don't need to go out, don't need to have anything but my little boombox. That's all I have right now. And I don't think I could have stepped up a notch if it wasn't for this music coming to me at the right time, And I'm living it every day, every minute of it, so I can move on.
Well, your call is very humbling, Sheila. We got there's so many ministries in Midland, Texas, and other Midland, Michigan, and around the country that have such a practical, hands-on ministry. And I hope that you'll plug into some services and people who can help you right there in your community. But God has called us to a ministry of encouragement on the air, of helping equip people, to inspire people, to inspire you to make it day by day, to live intentionally, to know that God loves you, cares for you, and will be with you for this next minute. And that's why we're on the air. And I appreciate your call. I'm humbled by it. You know, I think about how do we influence people intentionally. There's just three things that came to mind. First of all, statements that you can make. You think about how in you're teaching your kids and how people influence them and you influence others. You could probably remember someone who said, you can do that, and someone who said, you can't do that. Our statements influence. But I think even more so, our questions can be influenced, influencers. Questions like, why? Why do you believe that? Why is that important to you? Why would that make a difference? Why do you feel that way? And questions like, what? What difference would that make? And what would you do differently? When we allow those we love by asking questions that make them think, it can influence their lives. And just one last statement, information. You know, one of the reasons I'm concerned about Facebook and all the internet stuff today, even though I think it's very helpful in many, many ways, it needs to be monitored and measured for its influence in our lives. Today, everybody has an opinion, and it seems like we give equal worth to all opinions. And let's face it, not all opinions have equal worth. You got to be careful who you allow into your life. Who are the people that you allow speaking to you? That's important. All right, Mary Lou is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Mary Lou.
Yes.
Who's influenced your life?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
That's all right. And who's influenced your life?
Well, like I said, my husband of 31 years. He had been suffering brain tumors since 1987 on to now. And once he got a hold of the God's word, he would not let go of it.
Hmm.
He would not let go of it.
And how did that influence you, Mary Lou?
It really influenced me to stay in the word. And the hope and the promises that God gives us every day.
Hmm.
And I cling to that and the strength that he has been giving me, because I know that I could not do it by myself.
Hmm.
And the influence of our congregation.
Well, it says here, your husband, since this time, your husband's gone on to heaven.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
But even the words that he spoke prior, when he was here with you, linger. Boy, this is powerful. I wish we had more time. We only get a half hour for our program, but this topic is really a big deal. when we recognize the power of influence in our life. Mary Lou, sorry about having to cut it short, but we really got the essence of what you're sharing, and God give you strength as you take now what you've learned to influence other people.
My one thing is I want to be less authoritative and more intentional. So I want to be more the kind of parent that will take away the dinner when she's being a picky eater and not do it in an authoritative tone.
My name is Jose and my wife Nidia, and the one thing we want to purpose in our heart is to love each other every day, kiss each other every day, and say love you every day.
My name is Matthew, and my one thing is to read 3 chapters of the Bible a day to my son.
Wow, good for you. Those are some stretch goals, aren't they? We're thinking about being intentional. Real people coming from one of our intentional love marriage conferences, talking about their one thing decision for their marriage and their family. That's cool. Hey, listen, speaking of events, we've got a couple really neat things going on this year. Coming up first will be our Hope for Your Home Conference, Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself. And Kevin's going to be focusing on parenting. I've asked him to take his best-selling book, Making Children Mine Without Losing Yours, that's just full of really practical advice and help after years of working with families and from his own experience working in conferences and so on around the country and around the world, frankly. He's going to be teaching for helping parents. Making Children Mine Without Losing Yours. I want to focus on intentional love and the 4 pillars of having intentional love in your marriage. And then we're going to be taking some Q&A time together, taking your questions from the audience that you might have about marriage or parenting. We'll be doing that together. It's going to be a lot of fun. So check out the schedule for the Hope for Your Home tour, all coming up in April. Phoenix on the 21st, by the way. You can check out the information on conferences for Hope for Your Home at the website. But we have a second thing coming up this fall, coming up in October 10 through 16. My wife, Donna, and myself, and some of our team, we're going to be leading a really first-of-its-kind tour of Washington, D.C. This is like 2 or 3 weeks before the election. We're going to go to the Museum of the Bible. I'm going to have a chance to teach from the stage right there in a private session in the auditorium with those who come with us. We're going to be talking about the spiritual heritage of our nation. We're going to be visiting the White House, the Capitol, and the monuments of Washington during this entire week, October 10 through 16. All the information for our Kevin and Randy conference and also for the Washington conference this fall available at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. When you're there, you can also check out becoming a member of this ministry, standing with us as we stand with you in making a difference, living every day intentionally in Christ. And your support of this listener-supported ministry really matters a lot. Go to theintentionallife.com. Tomorrow, same page parenting is the topic, and we'll see you then.